broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, it's April the 28th. It's show 856. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Okay, so how's it been? How's your week been?
All right.
Have you been quizzing?
Been quizzing, yeah.
Yeah? Is that it?
I had 20 people on Saturday night.
Wow.
At £3.50 a pop.
Paid,
they did?
Yeah?
They all paid.
Did you charge them or did they tip?
No, I charged them. I took the free elements off the quiz and they paid.
Yeah, see?
I don't think I'm going to have that every week because we did a quiz on Tuesday with this guy called DJ Disco Disco. He was amazing. I mean, he's a great quiz host, lovely fella. But he advertised us and he actually took part in our quiz and he posted that he was taking part in our quiz. So he brought a load of his regulars with him.
Oh,
which
right.
Was nice. Whether they'll come back or not, I don't know. But one of them has already bought a ticket for next week and he wasn't even on the quiz last week. So that's quite good.
Okay.
But yeah, so this guy that we normally do the quiz on a Tuesday night, it's really good. Great mix of questions. He's got a great community. But he's finishing. So last night was his last ever Tuesday night quiz because he's going back to doing venues. And he does a place called, I think, Box Park in Wembley. And it's like a massive big, give a big warehouse. And then all down the sides, they've got loads of street food vendors. And then in the center, a load of like just rows and rows and columns of, not columns, just rows and rows of bench seats. And he's up on a massive big podium. He's got a massive big quiz screen behind him. Looks amazing. And he must have, it says probably a couple of hundred people taking part in the quiz. And so he's going back to doing that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
There we go.
So he said, here, have my audience of quizzes.
Well, I mentioned it to him last night after the quiz. You know, if there's a vacant spot on a Tuesday night and your customers have got nowhere to go, I can fill your spot.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounded rude. But so, yeah, we'll see.
Right, cool.
What else have I been doing? Nothing.
Well, as I sent you login details for Radialize, I was kind of hoping that at some time this week you would have got back to me and said, hey, guess what?
This week has just run away with me. I just don't know how I'm managing to do stuff. I seem to be writing questions for bloody 10 hours a day and creating music questions and music quizzes and all that kind of stuff. And no sooner have I created them, I've used them and I can't use them again. So it's like a constant cycle. So I've not had time to do anything at all. But I'm sure you're going to tell me how it's going with Radialize.
Well, we tried to get Tamara online the other night.
And?
And it didn't seem to do anything. So I don't quite know. I don't quite know what the score is with it. But we've got a year's worth. So
okay.
We could do with working it out and making our money. Or using our money, not making any money.
Well, we shall see.
Oh, I went to IKEA. I ventured out.
Oh.
And I've been to an IKEA.
Are you shopping for the new house?
Having a look.
Uh-huh.
Having a look, yes. I'm thinking of Kallaxes for the studio.
Pardon?
Kallax, yes. Sounds like a breakfast cereal, but no.
No.
It's K-A-L-L-A-X, and it's the big squares. They do lots of different ones, but the 4x4 square,
mm-hmm.
I thought if I got two of them running along the wall, and then if I need any extra height, I can get the two high ones rather than four high ones.
Okay. Is that going to be deep enough?
Yes. I mean, it'll be deep enough for stuff that I want to store in it.
Okay.
Like, it should fit all. See, I have, embarrassingly, nearly 50... board games.
Blimey.
That I didn't kind of realise until I started packing them all into boxes. Then they need to buy more boxes.
Or less board games. in the future?
Yes. Because, you know, at least for the last 18 months, we've not played any of them.
No.
So, and that seems the best thing to store them in. So I think Kallax is the way to go.
Okay.
£70 a unit. Yeah.
You could probably make them for that.
You have to make them anyway.
Yeah.
It's IKEA.
All right, you could buy the wood and cut it up and do it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've not seen my DIY, have you?
No. So no. You wouldn't so much actually end up with a Kallax. It'd just be a collapse.
You have seen my DIY because...
A collapse.
In the original Snug Towers, that unit that went behind the screens...
Oh, yeah.
That was behind us while we were talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was all built. That was my DIY.
That looked quite good and sturdy.
Yes, yes.
There we go, you can do it.
I can.
But, yeah.
CBA-ness.
Okay.
Okay, so then, I'm sure there was something else I was going to tell you, but I can't remember what it is. I stubbed my toe quite badly in the week, but during a week when somebody's fallen down the stairs, I feel it's churlish to complain about a stubbed toe.
Who's fallen down the stairs? Oh, my God. What is it going? What's happened? Tell me.
What happens is you start at the top of the stairs and you end up at the bottom of them and you break your toes.
Ah, so
Beth, damage your knee. And...
Beth thinks she's a slinky.
I don't think she got down those stairs as smoothly as a slinky from the sounds of it. So.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, so me stubbing my toe and breaking my toenail is, even though it was really painful at midnight when I did it, and I'm not, you know, it was like, shit, I'm glad I've not done anything worse because that fucking hurt. I can't really complain.
So that's...
Beth's in the room, can't complain about pain.
And did you hit...
Just the way it is.
Did she hit every step? Or did it, was it from the top to the bottom? Ooh...
Full flight.
Ooh, slid down with knee bent. Oh.
Splits down the stairs, and the knee's the only thing that's aching. I would imagine there'd be other muscles that would be a bit.
Unless they're well exercised muscles. So, well, I haven't had any accidents this week. T, have you had any accidents? No.
Not yet.
Although I have a doctor's appointment next week.
Okay. Is that for a jab?
No. I'm going for. I'm going to ask him. I'm getting more and more problems with my breathing.
Oh.
I don't know whether we've talked about it before.
We have, a number of times.
Yeah, it's getting crazy now. Just getting dressed is absolutely exhausting me. So I'm just, I've got to go and have a checkup and say, you know, what can be done? Yeah, sort it out. I can't do it anymore. And I've got this constant uncomfortableness in my stomach. All the time.
Right.
It's just uncomfortable. It never goes away.
I've got that.
Is it? What,
mine's under my left-hand side, under my rib, kind of just where my ribs end. It just there on the left. I don't have it on the right or any further down. It's just under my rib.
I've got it. Literally, it is my stomach. I just feel like I'm bloated. Or I just feel,
and it's so. Is this by next show? Will you have had it by next show?
My appointment is Tuesday, 3:15.
Oh, that's interesting. So, you know what next week's show is, don't you?
It's May the 5th.
It is. We're 17 next year. Next week. Next week.
My
we're 17
God.
Years old.
That's crazy.
Back in 2004. So we probably won't be doing anything, but it would be interesting to see if you're going to die or not.
Yeah. Well, that's the worrying thing. You know, I would prepare a hodgepodge just in case.
Well, you're not going to die on Tuesday,
well,
are you?
No, I'll probably wait. I'm going to hang it out as long as I can.
But yeah.
Depending on what the doctor might say, you know, you might take one look at me. And do me bloods or whatever they do and stick the funny thing on my arm and say, oh, gosh, no, you need a quadruple heart bypass or something.
We're going to rush you off to